two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to Rivals. I'm Scott Mitchell. And that's right, football is a never-ending thing. It's constantly in our minds. It's in our DNA. It's the religion of America. It's on Mondays. It's on Thursdays. It's on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother. Can I get a hallelujah?
Man. Hallelujah.
All right, so we have...
I love that.
We have the season coming up. Of course, Utah and BYU play the first game of the year again this year, which I like. It's exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a bet going at some point.
I am not getting the hair ripped off my chest again. You gave me points this time, man.
I gave you points last time.
Dude, look, you got nine guys in the draft.
Exactly.
We don't have anyone. And we don't have anybody.
We don't have anyone left.
You've got to give me points.
All your players stayed home. I'm not giving you points. We got a brand new quarterback, running back. You ain't getting any.
You're giving me points. You ripped the hair off my chest. That took 4 months for my hair to grow back. You can see the U in my chest for 4 months.
I will give you 3 points because it's at Utah. How's that?
10.
No.
10.
No, I'm not generous.
Okay.
All right,
we actually have a good I like BYU's chances of upsetting Utah.
So, oh good. I like to hear that. I love that. We will get a bet going for sure. Worst case scenario. University of Utah this year, nine guys in the combine, lose almost your entire defense, lose the production of your quarterback who's been a starter for 2.5 years, your star running back who's been a 2-year starter, and yeah, there are people that are supposedly there. They like the people that are supposedly going to be the next one to step in, but it is a new season, and what's the worst thing that could possibly happen for Utah this year?
You know, just knowing Kyle.
Realistically.
Yeah, knowing Kyle the way I do, you know, the wheels can come off, but he always resurrects the team and gets them to battle back even after a crappy week or two. So, but I can see him having a 6-win season and barely, you know, making the bowl game by the skin of their chinny chin chin.
All right, here's worst case scenario for me for Utah. First game of the season, they lose to BYU.
Yeah.
And I will just tell you that if anything else happened in the year, it doesn't matter. That literally, just in and of itself, that's the worst thing that could happen to Utah.
Oh, dude, confidence destroyer.
The worst thing in the world.
Yeah, emotionally.
Okay? So let's say you really lose that game. You beat Montana State. You beat Wyoming. Or let's say you lose at Wyoming.
Wyoming's stingy, man.
Let's just say
you're
that
going to Wyoming?
That's
I'm
going to
pick Wyoming right now.
That's
I'm picking Wyoming right now.
That's crazy talk. So let's say they're 2-1. They've lost to BYU. Their first conference game is Cal, at Cal. Let's say they lose that. Let's say they play USC at home. They never can beat USC. The only place they beat him is at home. And let's just say they lose that one. Then they're at Washington State. I'll say they win that game because Washington State, new coach, new situation, it'll be different. Then they bring Washington in, and I'll say they win that. So let's just say they're, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's say they're 4-3. They lose it at UCLA. They're 4-4. They beat Arizona. They're 5-4. They beat Oregon State. They're 6-4. They lose at Arizona State.
They're coming up.
And they lose to Colorado, and they end up 6-6. That's a reality.
That could
happen.
You just said basically the exact same thing
six
I did,
six.
Except it took you 10 minutes to say exactly
yeah,
what I
said. Yeah, but I was not – because you thought they would beat BYU, and I didn't.
No, I was saying BYU could beat them this year.
I think it'd be worse. I think it would be worse to lose to BYU.
Oh, it would.
Than to go 6-6.
Stake through the
six.
Heart, man. I mean, literally,
would
the wooden stake through nope. Dracula's heart.
Would,
you just like
it would be terrible.
Turn into a ball of fire.
All right. What about BYU?
Oh, brother. Honestly, if we're going to talk worst case scenario, it could get so ugly so fast for BYU. I mean, you look at that, and they got one guaranteed win. I mean, you know, when you say, oh, that's
North Alabama.
That's yeah. the only one where you're just like, yeah, whatever. That's right. A slam dunk, right? That's like playing yeah. Idaho State or whatever.
They potentially could beat Michigan State because their coach is gone. There's a lot of influx in the program. I'm just like, they could beat Utah. I mean, if there's a year that they could beat Utah, it's certainly this year.
Because, you know, they got their O-line coming back. You know, they got the quarterbacks coming back and, you know, tight end. And, you know, they should be really solid there. Defense, I still don't have a, you know, I don't know if see that improving a ton.
They're going to lose at Arizona State. They're going to lose at Minnesota. They probably will beat Utah State. So in their 1-2-3.
But that's not a gimme.
No.
I mean, that's
no,
what I'm saying. You were
home.
Talking about
there's
we're talking
no,
the worst
no
case
gimme,
scenario.
There's no gimme game.
Oh, they're no. They got Minnesota, I mean, who's played great last year. So if their program stays on the up, I mean, their wheels could come off and they could easily have a 4-win season like
or
they
three.
Did 2 years ago or three. I mean, absolutely. It could turn into a big disaster real easy. So that's why I said 8 wins is like a miracle awesome season with that schedule. But, you know, like you said, you turn the table how devastating that loss to Utah is if BYU beats them. You know, the same thing for BYU. That starts them out on that, you know, just a, you know, tough start, and then back to Michigan State, then Arizona State, then Minnesota. That was, what, one loss last year?
They have a 4-win season, Jason.
I mean, they
and
easily
it,
have a 4-win season.
It will
season.
Be ugly. Ugly in Provo.
Okay, if we're talking percentages, Scott, honestly, the percentages, chances of Kyle having a 6-6 season with the wheels coming off or 5-7, you know, in a really bad season, you know, I'm thinking that's, you know, 50-50, 60% type of thing at best, you know, for that to happen. That's
right.
Not as likely. But you know what? Honestly, BYU having a 4-win season is probably a 70th percentile type of
It's more
scenario.
Likely for them to have a 4-win than it is for Utah to have a 6-win.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's
ugly, but it's possible.
It's possible, yeah. Man. It just rips your gut out looking yep. at it. But I'm like, ooh. I mean, it'd be ugly in Provo, and then Homo just gives Kalani a 3-year extension, you know, as a 500 coach. You know, I think Tom might be on a hot seat after, if they have a season like that. So hopefully they don't. Hopefully it's at least, you know, 6-6 bowl game, you know, and they just scratch their way in.
That schedule scares the heck out of me. It really does.
It's tough. And you know how when the wheels come off and the confidence go down, and it's just, you know, you
right.
get smacked two
You've
games in a row.
You've seen it happen there in the past.
And all of a sudden you're going, oh, wait, we're going to Arizona State 0-2. Oh, wait, we're, you know.
We got to play Boise State this week. We got
to
yeah.
We're going to Minnesota 0-4.
We're going to Northern Illinois, which is no cupcake.
No cupcake. Yeah. And you're black and blue, and you just had the crap beat out of you for 5 straight weeks.
And that's not a fun place to travel either,
no.
by the way.
No.
All right, well, this round of Rivals is over. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. We're powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, support your local sheriff.